Very Christian Music, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
it is.
In this day, this
yes.
Tuesday morning, we are triumphant on this morning, this Tuesday morning. We are thankful this morning, this Tuesday morning. So we want to encourage you to start your day off with a prayer of thanksgiving, or a midday prayer of thanksgiving, or an evening prayer of thanksgiving. Whenever you find yourself listening to this program, we just want to give God all the honor and all the glory. He is truly a sustaining God. He is truly the source of every resource. He is truly a present help
in a time of need,
in a time of trouble.
Yes.
He is truly our comforter. The Holy Spirit is truly our teacher. God will never leave you or forsake you, and nothing can separate you from his love. Know that on this morning, God loves you just as you are. There's nothing that you can do to make God love you anymore, and there's nothing that you can do to make God love you any less. He loves you. He just loves you, and he just loves you. You are the apple of his eye. You are inscribed on his hand. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. He has known you. He has already written in the books of heaven everything that he sent you in the earth to do. Day by day and play by play, it has already been written. So make that your confession. Everything written about me in the books of heaven will come to pass. You are a wonder. Remember that. You are a wonder in the earth realm. Anything that the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around now for your good. Anything that the enemy meant for evil, God is turning it around right now for your good. And to save many people alive. That's Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. To save many people alive. We got to get it. It's not just to bring you out for your glory, but it's to bring you out for his glory and then to impact other people from that. We got to get it in this season. God is calling us to do great things. He is calling us to be a witness in this season. So celebrate this day. Celebrate this Tuesday. Be thankful on this Tuesday.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yeah, we're going to go into this thing.
He's a good God.
He's a good God.
Don't let anything mask that perception.
Yeah. No,
wicked just means twisted. Do not allow anything, any wicked thinking, to twist your mind away from the goodness of God. That's why we have to meditate on his word, because it shows us over and over again of how good he is. How good he is. How good he is to people. How good he is onto this whole earth. How merciful he is. We got to get it in this season. We are in the book, The Robe of Many Colors, and we are in chapter 10, Red, The Color of Recompense. So we're going to skip on to page 86, and we are going to be in the section titled Preparing for the Reunion. Preparing for the Reunion. Joseph was 17 years old the last time Jacob saw him. 22 years had passed. Joseph was called before Pharaoh at the age of 30. 7 years of plenty were fulfilled, and Jacob was sent for after the second year of famine. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, do this, load your animals and depart. Go to the land of Canaan. Bring your father and your households and come to me. I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, do this. Take carts out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and your wives. Bring your father and come. Also do not be concerned about your goods, for the best of all the land of Egypt is yours." Then the sons of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them carts according to the command of Pharaoh. and he gave them provisions for the journey. So this is Genesis chapter 45, that was verses 17 through 21. With an abundance of provision for the journey, Joseph's brothers left Egypt and returned to the land of Canaan. Jacob was in disbelief when he heard the report, but the words of Jacob's sons were confirmed when he saw the carts which Joseph had sent him to carry.
Pastor Dan, I want to go back to something that we said on our show on yesterday. Mm-hmm. About 7 years mm-hmm. of plenty mm-hmm. followed 7 years of famine. Mm-hmm. 7 years of plenty mm-hmm. followed, or watch this revelation, mm-hmm. by 7 years mm-hmm. of famine. Mm-hmm. So, brothers and sisters, what are you doing in the good time?
That's good. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in the good time? Mm-hmm. In the good time. Mm-hmm. When the Lord bless you, mm-hmm. what are you doing with it?
That's good.
When the Lord prosper you, mm-hmm. what are you doing with it? Mm-hmm. Because there comes a time of famine. Mm-hmm. And the only one, according to the revelation from the word of God I see, those that come out triumphantly mm-hmm. is those that know what to do.
That's good. Because they were coming from the brothers and the father. They were coming from a foreign nation, from Canaan.
Yeah.
So they obviously didn't know what to do. And any time they had went, because they had previously went to Egypt to purchase grain. And when they had came back, they ate it and it was gone again. So then they had to present themselves back to Egypt. So they had the grain, but they still didn't know what to do. And they still suffered then from the famine because they consumed it. It was all consumed. It wasn't sown. It was all consumed. So we have to be careful, just what Pastor said. In the time of plenty, we cannot be consuming everything.
We got to remember the dew.
Mm-hmm.
The dew, the dew, and the dew.
Mm-hmm.
Those three.
Yeah, because
that's powerful.
When
Revelation.
Joseph's brothers had first came, the first time when they first came to buy the grain there in Egypt, Joseph recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. So we got to get that. So there was a difference. Something happened.
Yeah.
Joseph was speaking the language of the land of plenty. They looked the same.
Yeah.
Joseph recognized them. Those are my brothers. I know those are my brothers. He didn't disclose it. He didn't say it at that time.
Yeah.
But he recognized, those are my brothers. They looked at him, and they didn't recognize, that is my brother.
Brother, with that wisdom and authority. Not the guy that we sold.
Mm-hmm.
Not the guy that we sold as slave.
Mm-hmm. And I have it on page 80. As governor assigned to administer the grain, Joseph interacted with multitudes of people, both Egyptians and the people from other countries. Notice how Joseph recognized his brothers, but his brothers
did not recognize him.
The glory of God on Joseph's life brought visible change to his appearance, but his brothers remained the same. Joseph spoke the language of the land of plenty and communicated with his brothers through an interpreter, while his brothers continued to speak the plaguing language of fear, regret, and lack.
Because there's two language mm-hmm. that is going on. One, God's people need to speak the language of what? Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no lack in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scarcity with God. And that's why we teach, you will never see the power of God, we said. And mm-hmm. I say it with mm-hmm. 100% certainty. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone to prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see the power of God until the word becomes a reality to you.
It must be. It must be real.
To you.
More than your present circumstances.
You cannot think of the word of mm-hmm. God real to this person.
Mm-hmm.
You will never see it and experience it until it become a reality to you.
Mm-hmm.
When it become a reality to you, then it become real.
Mm-hmm.
Then it become more than just a nice passage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a great passage. It's like a great song, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to some great song, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that song is not real to me. It's real to the guy who writes mm-hmm. it and sing it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. I listen to it. I enjoy it. But I haven't, I was not the one who writes it. I was not the one who is singing it, who is experienced the joy of writing it and knowing what that song means.
Mm-hmm.
And so much more with the Bible. We hear it. It's like, oh, that's a great passage, man. But that's as far as it goes. When the word of God become real
yeah.
to you,
mm-hmm.
you will see power.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see God's power.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll speak another language. You'll speak, you speak from the authority where God speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Because God never speaks in scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
God always speaks in plenty and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know. So notice, and I love that revelation that you're bringing out through the word of God. What's the difference between Joseph and his brother?
Mm-hmm.
They come from the same lineage. One was speaking plenty, one was speaking lack.
And they had what they said.
Yeah.
They had exactly what they said.
Oh, come on.
And then when they're going back and they're telling Jacob, when they find over the process of time, when it was revealed to them who they were and such, when they had the conversation, and then he said, okay, go back, bring me my father, bring Jacob. And then now he's in this position where Pharaoh is releasing these resources.
Yeah.
In order for Joseph to be able to go and get his father. And when his father first heard it, it seemed like idle words until he saw. We got to get it.
Until
he saw
real.
The reality.
Yeah.
He saw the reality of it. When he saw the chariots, when he saw the wagons, when he saw the splendor of Egypt coming to get him.
Hallelujah.
Coming to rescue him
and
his descendants. And his sons and his sons' wives and their children, and to bring this group of people now, which is going to come out of Canaan, and they're going to come into the best of the land of Goshen, which is 70 people, and they're going to be able to be grafted in to this place, the place that was still able to thrive during a time of famine, when there was famine all around, when there was unemployment all around. They were able to thrive. They were given occupations. They were able to work. They were able to eat. They were able to multiply. They were able to enjoy and be fulfilled in a season when everything else was in famine. So we got to get that. What we're doing when nobody is looking determines our level when we come into view. What are you going to do the day after the delay? What are you going to do? Are you ready for the day after the delay? When the delay is over, are you ready for the next day?
Yeah.
Are you ready to jump right in? Have you been preparing yourself? Have you been planning? Have you been putting some perspiration behind it? Are you ready for the day after the delay?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your time? Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is Today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Morning Breath. We are a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. It's a beautiful Tuesday, June 23rd. We're going to get into 2 Corinthians in just a minute, chapter 6. What we do is we read.